Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Welcome to the Unplugged and In Charge radio show. It's Thursday, the 18th of August, and we're out here doing big things and proper things out here. And you know, it's been an interesting time to be alive. You know, over the past few weeks, we've spoken about a couple of things. And you know, I'm never alone. I'm with the main man in studio. Gentlemen, Lesego Mapanga, how you doing, bro?
I'm chilling, hun. How you doing?
Yo, Lesego is so chilled. Hun, wait, who are you calling hun, dog?
Wait, I'm on that level now, guys.
Hold up. Wait. Wizard, did you hear what he just called me?
I'm wondering myself.
Is it, good, you need, you know, a girlfriend or something?
You know what it is? It's just a reflex. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I was practicing.
Next thing he's going to call you love, bro.
Hun, like, is like a short of honey. So, give on now.
Guys, why are you discriminating? Like, it's 2016, you know?
Hey, Baba.
Gay marriages are legalized.
No.
Are you trying to tell us something?
I'm trying to tell you nothing. What's up, Wesley? How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm super fantastic. Everything's been going great. This side, I've been very busy.
I haven't seen you, bro.
Yeah, man. It's been a lot of... I've been hardcore, guys. Like, I've been putting in tiles, I've been painting walls, I've been putting in electricity in my new place. It's been crazy, guys. It's been crazy. But yeah, I'm happy. Everything's great on this side.
How is your new place, though?
It's great because, you know, it has a downstairs that is supposed to be a place for two garages, but I've just split it up.
Yeah.
So one side is the garage and then the other side is actually a studio space.
I was waiting for those words.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Recording and studio, yeah.
So essentially you've made your double garage into one garage.
Yes.
Is that subliminal, Weza? Is it because you just like your own space? There's no space for another car
right,
in that garage.
Spicy. Come on, guys.
There's no bay in the picture yet, so he's just utilizing his space, right?
I'm just trying to be productive, guys. I'm just trying to make business out of this life thing, you know?
Yeah, man, definitely. And of course, producer Spokuzi, how are you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you doing?
All good, man. Yes, we didn't have you last week, bro. Tell us what happened to you, because I feel like you went missing for some time, bro.
Look, I went missing unintentionally because of my phone. I lost my phone.
Yeah.
So
I was searching for the phone. You and the phone got lost.
Yeah, well, I was out of touch with everyone. I didn't have a phone for like almost 2 weeks because I thought I was going to be able to get my phone. But obviously everything has resumed back to normal.
All right, so I mean, producer Spokuzi is going to be hitting us up on Twitter and Facebook the entire time.
Yeah.
So do indeed look at the timeline, and I'm sure you're going to see something. So it's at unplugged_ZA.
Perfect.
And yeah, so just look at that, and then you'll see all the things that happen right here in studio.
It's going down. It's going to go down.
That's for sure.
So yeah, Weza, I forgot to ask you, and I think this is a question that Lesego wanted to ask, actually.
Yeah.
So when's the housewarming?
I already got the vodka, so let's make it happen.
Where's the housewarming?
All right. No, well, I was still, you know, preparing the place in terms of, you know, just getting the tiles in, like they're, you know, downstairs with the garage type of thing whatever. So once it's at an admirable space, then I could, you know.
No, we don't really mind here. You don't even need to have tiles. That concrete, we're all good.
We'll just want a session, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have a session.
Unlock the session, bro.
We'll mess it up properly so that you can just make it up properly. You know what I'm saying? Put in the tiles.
Yeah,
this will get there. It's gonna get turned. Tiles are gonna break. You know what I'm saying?
It's sad that the paint job's already been done. I'm worried about those walls. Lesego and the walls.
Oh, with Mr. Leave Your Mark. Don't leave your mark on my walls.
Oh yes, man. No, it's been proper. So, producer Spokuzi, tell me, what are we talking about this week? We've spoken about a lot. I mean, last week we spoke about relationships, matters of the heart. On Take Charge Tuesday, we spoke about moving from relationship to relationship and how things have really escalated and moved on in life. Now, tell us, what are we talking about this week?
Look, this week it's another edition. It's obviously we're following a series, second episode of the series that we're doing, looking at relationships. Today, we're looking at why men cheat and women do it better.
Mm.
Something that is very interesting that we're going to spark up a conversation around. We're going to have an author of the book, in fact, Why Men Cheat and Do It Better, Lunga Ntuli, a young person that's also trying to spark up a lot of issues that have to do with young people.
Yeah.
And obviously, one of them is through this book. And obviously, we're focusing, as it's Women's Month, we're celebrating women, but we're trying to come up with conversations that are going to be challenging women to think in a different way, not the the ordinary and cliche way of celebrating women.
Yeah. Okay, before we start that, I think I know Wes has been keen to start off with the Charged Up Minute. I know you're prepared this week. Oh, you got something in mind. You got vision.
Oh, goodness. All right. I think you need to turn me up on the mic right there.
Okay,
do that
thing. Let's do the right thing.
All right. Ah, shifting the culture, and that's a part of my culture. Yo, listen up, like Vaughn would do it. Had a rough life, was a tough life. Kwazuti, owe petu mangalis, songe biza, we kamalam. Yena wali biza, watim fana wam, sana wam, diguve ubiza. Ya, dileva es moeilijk zonder jou, maar samen met jou. Ben al kakke treeën waar die leven hou. Gaan ik nou, plakken in de wereld van jouw hand gebouwd. Zal ik nou, plakken. Hey. Oh man.
That's what's up. That's where's up that guy.
I felt like I still wanted to carry on.
No, wait. Let's kick it off again. Let's do the right thing.
All right, cool. Okay, let's try it again. Woo!
You ready?
I'm buzzing now. All right, cool. Play that thing, man. Okay, let's try this. Yeah, shifting the culture. Had a rough life. Was a tough life. Kwazuti, owe petu mangali, songe biza, we kamalam. Yena wali biza, watim fana wam, sana wam, diguve ubiza. Ya, dileva es moeilijk zonder jou, maar samen met jou. Ben al kakke treeën waar die leven hou. Gaan ik nou, naar plekken in die wereld van jouw hand gebouwd. Zal ik nou, nooit ooit vergeet wat ik zal onthou. Alarm clocks ringing, the birds start singing. It's good say, am I woke up for this feeling like I'ma take over the world today. The only letters I'ma need is a no and a K. Okay, I got a new word and I'm feeling like the best. All I need now is a pessimist to correct this. Capped up city, and what a good feeling. Now I'm chilling in the big city. I'm talking about PTA. Niggas in prison and their minds trying to escape. See, that's great, but I don't want to see them fail. Or begging judges for bail. Life sentence because they lack faith. Tell my mama that I made it. Tell Cliff Central it's my favorite. Shabba! Shifting the culture, and that's a part of my culture. Yeah!
Oh my gosh, Risen!
Can I get an autograph?
Oh Lord!
Oh gosh!
Nice.
I made up some of those lines in the car. Like I was while driving here, I was like,
"Let me you rap were brought in there." And you were going in, bro.
Baba,
that time we're trying to get rid of the stem. And where is this like?
Hey, Baba, guys, let's be honest. DA won some of the sections, so you gotta be politically correct.
That was lit, bro. Yo, I didn't even know half the words you said in Afrikaans, but I just heard prating and yo, hey, bro. I didn't even want to say some of those words, bro. I didn't even understand. I was like, oh, right. Yes, these are deep words, bro. Yes, bro. No, that was proper. Charged up. We're charged up and we're ready to go now.
Yeah, man. Jacked up and good to go.
Yes, you where's the dog? You took it to the next level, dog.
I'm out here.
I feel like people need to prepare now. Like, yo, like, charged up minutes and find yourself. Basically, go find yourself. Because you found yourself.
Gosh, guys, we need to keep on bringing it, you know, better and better each and every time we do Charge It Up Minute. Because I think eventually we need to, like, make a series of them.
Don't.
Just take them on their own and just, you know, make this whole thing. So, guys, I'm challenging you guys to now prepare for your next Charge
It
Up
cheating,
Minute.
Is it cheating if I get a ghostwriter?
Hola Trick.
Hola ghostwriter's name. We know who your ghostwriter is. His name is Weza, that guy. Yes, man. Okay, let's talk about this. Last week we spoke about the fact that relationships, and we spoke about a lot of things. Lisejo, you remember what we spoke about?
I don't know, but it was lit.
It was proper lit. Like, we're talking about the fact that some of us are not ready for relationships. I mentioned the key word devastation, you know. That's all I want in life, devastation. And then Vaughn came in and shared some insight from the most experienced man in the room, because he's been dating his girlfriend for 4 years. And he was talking about relationships and what you need to do to get married. And then we took the conversation from moving from relationship to relationship and talking about relationships. We spoke about a term called overlapping. Do you guys know what overlapping is?
Overlapping.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, Take Charge Tuesday, we found a term called overlapping. And these are the type of people that only leave a relationship when they're already in another relationship.
Epic.
It's so deep.
So you like checking out your options before you... It's like you don't want to jump from one ship into the water then to another ship.
Yeah.
You jump from one ship straight onto another ship.
Exactly.
But generally girls do that the most, I found.
Yo, that's a deep generalization.
But then, it is.
Were they dating you? Were they Xhosa girls?
Did they hurt you, Lesego? You want to tell us something?
So essentially, so like we said last week, right? Some of us just not ready for relationships.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Some of us are just petrified of them.
Yeah.
Because we've seen from experiences of other people that this is not the way to go.
Mm.
So, you know, you can learn from other people's mistakes. I believe in that so much. But essentially this week, I don't know, when Sapir was like, why do women cheat? I mean, why do men cheat and women do it better?
Yeah.
I think women are just... They have a higher IQ. I mean, not IQ. They have a higher EQ. You know what I'm saying?
Emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence. Yeah. But also they're very... And again, yes, I know this is a generalization, but and this is probably why they make such very good managers, because I want to say they're conniving, but not in the negative sense, but rather in the sense that they're able to manipulate a situation to a point where it's a win-win situation for everyone. Or even if it's a perceived win-win situation for everyone, if you know what I mean. Because men are quite stubborn. We have a lot of pride. You know, we think very linearly.
I think I'm going to say something I read and also heard in a seminar, that he who generalizes generally lies.
Yo!
I'm never going to that seminar.
That was too deep, right? Yo. Say that one more time.
He who generalizes generally lies.
So, Lesego, what's your rebuttal, bro? Like, that's a deep one.
So it is true, because when you generalize, there's an element of fiction to it, right?
Mm. Yeah, and there's a chance that not everyone falls under that category. So when you say men and then you say women, that's a general statement.
Yeah.
And it might be based on your experiences or your personal perception of the world, but it might not necessarily be the entire pool. Mm. Because I think I've got a very high EQ as well, but I'm a man, you know what I mean? And I don't think that there's less men out there who are just like me. But also, I know some women with a really high EQ, but I know some women who do not have a very high EQ. So they are very emotional, yet they cannot, use these emotions to put themselves forward, or maybe even use their knowledge of other people's emotions to actually, you know, maneuver a situation in the right way. So I really think that it's people and not gender based.
Yeah. So what I want to ask you is, the next question is, why do you think people cheat in general? Because the cheating culture is a real one, bro. Like, it's
cheating
quite sick.
Culture.
It's a real thing, bro. I read some funny thing on Facebook the other day. Dating in 2016.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, I wish I could read. I want to get my phone quickly and read that thing to you, because it went in, bro. And it spoke about how relationships are in 2016 and how things happen in 2016. But before I read that thing, just tell me, why do you think people cheat in general?
Well, I think people cheat for different reasons. Sometimes, with men and with women, the differences are, you know, they're sometimes vast, and sometimes it's the same reason.
Yeah.
Some of the reasons are either, you know, there's some sort of attention that you're not getting, and there's, some lack of support, lack of, just lack of that feel good feeling.
Yeah.
You're not feeling,
they're looking
it
for something.
You know, some of the relationships that have been going on for years, for instance, I heard on the radio one time, this man was he had a side chick and he had his wife, right?
Yeah.
And he would say the reason why he has a side and then he has his wife is because when he gets home with his wife, all they ever talk about are the problems. So when he gets home, the wife is already saying, oh yeah, the kids need 500 for the school trip. Mm. And by the way, the electricity is running out. Mm. There's no bread for tomorrow. Do you have money for that? And the car needs to be serviced, or, you know, it's all the problems.
Yeah.
It's just it just becomes a feedback session, you know, like a briefing session just before you sleep.
So people are basically sucking you dry instead of finding out what's happening in your life or what you want from life.
Yeah, and sometimes this is actually, you know, just a common mistake that happens with people as we become complacent, as we become comfortable, in other words. It's like, oh, you again. Okay, so what's new?
And then, what do you want from me now?
What do you want from me now? And it's just a briefing session of,
yeah,
by the way, this, that, that, and that, and that. And one of your kids came back with this letter. Look at this. Look at this. And now it's like, oh, ish, another problem to fix. And then they go back to sleep. And tomorrow it's the same thing. And now what he would get from this side lady is, ooh, baby, you know, I love you. Mm. Ooh, you know, all these.
He gets all the attention.
Yeah.
He feels and like a lion.
And
or
it's
a king.
About and it's about the fun times and the selfies and the nice dress that you bought me and the this and the that.
Yeah.
And he also just wants to woo her and so on as well. But not to say that he does not value what he has at home, because actually he would rather stick with what he has at home, but he just enjoys this you know,
this
temporary pleasure that he gets from this outside affair thing.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the cases. And I mean, for women sometimes it is more or less the same, where the emotional side is not catered for at home, and then they feel like, you know, it with women, cheating is almost never just a physical thing. I think with guys, it can just be a physical thing. But with women, it has a lot to do with emotions. It's very much an emotional thing.
Yeah.
So they first have to have an emotional attachment to you before anything else. But then again, when you look at some of the guys sometimes are like cats. You know, like a cat, you can put food in front of it. Good food, like I'm talking pedigree, guys, you know, even with some spice and some sauces there, everything is great, man. It smells delicious. Even a human would want to eat it. And the cat is right there in front of the food, just about to eat, or maybe it's already midway, you know, it's already eating some of the food. And then you just take a ball of wool and you just pull it, and it just goes grrr, and then the cat sees this thing moving fast, and then it leaves the food, chases after this thing
because it seems like an adventure now.
And it keeps on chasing this adventure until the adventure stops. As soon as this wool stops, then it's like, oh, this is boring now. Then it goes back to the food and it carries on eating again.
Jeez.
And this is sometimes the bad thing about guys, is that guys just are out here looking for adventures sometimes.
Yeah.
So as soon as, like, it is fun dating this girl when it's still an adventure, you're still kind of chasing her. It's as if you're not, you don't really have her, you know.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that she's out here, you know. What I mean by not really having her is that you still feel like you need to impress her more. You still feel like you could take her to that one place, or maybe you could, you know, you feel like she still gets excited by certain things. And as soon as, you know, she's like, all right, fine, you got me, I'm chilling, I'm not going anywhere, there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that you can do to impress me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just gonna. And then
you get bored.
And then it's sometimes, right? Mm. And depending on whether you are, you know, more mature, or whether you're still on that cat phase, when you see that next girl go by, then you're like, wait a minute, I'm gonna be back. And all this is sometimes the really bad thing about guys. It's it's really the one thing that you can almost not even you can't even fill it with anything. You can't say, listen, here's, you know, let me fill that gap of yours.
Yeah.
It's just something that sometimes is always going to be there.
Okay, so let me read this thing about dating in 2016. It goes like this. It says, dating in 2016 is horrible. Everyone lies. Everyone plays games. Everyone cheats. There's no exclusiveness. There's no trust. It's, what have you done for me lately? If I'm unhappy, I'll leave you or I'll cheat. No staying power. No building together. Who taught us how to love like this? And then I think, like, when I read that, I was like, why would you end off the sentence with, who taught you how to love like this? I don't think that's any love. I think I was speaking about this on Tuesday and saying the fact that when you go into a relationship and things are going that way, it's not really about the person you're dating, but rather you need to look at yourself. And I thought of an analogy. I was thinking philosophically, like Weza usually does. And, you know, in a football match, like, let's say you're Cristiano Ronaldo, if you're fit to play, you'll play. Now let's look at the relationship as the match. If you're fit to play, you play. But if you're injured or something's going wrong, you're going to go off, heal, and you won't go back into the game until you are 100% fit.
Yeah.
Now, what I think happens in life is people move from relationship to relationship without being 100% fit.
So now it's a bunch of injured guys playing the match.
Exactly. And when a bunch of injured guys are playing the match, you're bound to hurt yourself or hurt another person at the same time, because your technique or the way you're playing isn't the way you're supposed to be playing.
So can I throw a spanner in the works?
Yeah.
Isn't that around transfer window time, where you let go of those players and you get new ones?
Oh, you see.
Yeah, but come on.
No, I'm just saying, no, but you know, I'm gonna be that guy.
We see, that's
and the thing is, in 2016, and this is me being brutal. If you're not the star player, you know, I'm trying to win the league here, and if you're not the star player, I'm not going to waste my time in this season with you. I'll lay back. I'll search around. I'll get a Pogba, even if he's worth like £100 million.
Yeah. You see what they sold him. What Lesejo's doing is deflecting. He's not focusing on himself and making sure he's 100%. Yeah, he's getting a Pogba in to make sure that they can win.
Yeah, wow. But I'm Mourinho, man. Come on. I'm joking.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So CJ, you know what? I'm going to start talking rubbish. I think let's get a female's perspective.
Yeah,
on this,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
And take it away, Simpy. We'll do it after the break.
So yeah, we're going to take a little bit of a breather. And then from there, we'll get in a lady's point of view.
But I'm looking for more.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So yeah, man, we've spoken about a lot of stuff, a lot of interesting analogies and philosophy in play right here. And now we're going to get in a female's point of view. So we've got not even an aspiring, she is doing big things. Her name is Gogetso Gaukwa, right?
Yay.
How you doing, Gogetso?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, man. So you're an actress, a TV presenter, a speaker, an MC, and a model. Is there anything else I'm missing?
Nah, got that right.
I feel like you're forgetting Lesefo's friend. I thought, like, what happened?
Sorry, Lesefo's friend. Ouch.
Yeah, she literally asked Lesefo to be friends with her, like, before the show.
Oh my god.
And we're gonna go out, it's gonna be fun, we're gonna go clubbing, and then the following day we're gonna go to church, right?
No, we're actually going to church, we're scratching the whole club thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, wow. Lesefo, we're still friends.
I don't know. I think you might be a little too good for me.
Okay, well.
Yeah, all I got was a selfie, so it's all right. It's fine. I'll flourish with my selfie while Lesejo and Gogetso are friends. Okay, it's cool. It's chilled. It's chilled. So, Gogetso, we're talking about a lot of interesting things. You know, we've spoken about relationships and we moved on to how people tend to move on from relationship to relationship.
Yeah.
And then we escalated things and had a controversial title called Why Men Cheat and Women Do It Better.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell us. Why do men cheat and women do it better, from your point of view?
Well, I personally think that women cheat because men allow them to.
Oh, okay. Why do you say that? Like, what do men do wrongly? Or
because, like, men pretend so much.
Yeah.
You come to me as that guy. You know, that perfect guy.
And then?
And you know that
perfect
guy.
So you mean that guy, hey?
That guy.
I think I know that guy.
That Lesejo kind of guy.
I think I know.
Oh, not that, the wizard kind of guy. That Lesejo kind of guy.
That guy.
Yes. So, I fall in love with that guy.
That idea of a perfect guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you see he has all these flaws and...
You know, and then when he starts changing, I'm going to go out there to look for that guy.
But is there a perfect guy out there?
No, there isn't.
So what are you looking for exactly? Tell us from your point of view. What type of guy are you looking for?
Oh,
or what's the ideal relationship? Let's hear that from you.
Ideal relationship.
Mm. Yeah.
We should be able to communicate.
Yeah.
I need a guy.
Yeah.
Who's going to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, he's going to allow me to take care of myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, he should be handsome. Hello.
Check.
Where's this check? The whole list. The whole list. Oh, my God.
Oh, how is that?
The whole
It's a perfect
list.
Match.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And you should be ambitious, driven.
Check.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's a wrap.
Drops the mic.
So, yeah.
So, if he does all those things and he's that type of guy, you'd never cheat.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
There's no perfect guy. You find a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Brain is empty.
Mm.
You find a brilliant one. He looks too serious.
You
find a rich one. He's disrespectful. You find a hardworking one, he never has time for you. You find a serious one, his ex keeps calling. And then you find a humble one, sorry, he's broke. You find a responsible one, he's not romantic at all. And then you find an educated one, he feels he's always right.
Jeez.
And then you find an illiterate one, he always gets angry whenever you correct him.
What?
And you find a smart one. he lies all the time.
Oh my god.
Well, I've been reading people's comments, so yeah.
That's deep, man. That's actually quite emotional. I want to shift the discussion now. We've spoken about guys and how there are so many types of guys. Is there such a thing as a perfect girl, the second?
I don't think there's a perfect girl. I think there's a perfect girl for you.
Oh, right. That was deep, bro. So, In order to find the perfect girl for you, you need to be the perfect guy then, right?
For her.
Yeah.
For her, yes. So, I'll admit it's easy to shift the buck or shift the blame, right?
Yeah.
And say this person's not doing this, et cetera, et cetera. But in essence, in corporate, we have what we call manage your manager better than your manager's managing you.
Whoa, right? Whoa, you. Deep, bro.
Okay.
Manage your manager better than your manager manages you.
Yo.
So you need to be able to manage your partner to be able to manage you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
All right, all right. That's
so deep. if you want to, just I'm hypothetical scenario. If you want her to what's a really annoying thing? If you wanted to park the car properly or whatever it is, you need to park your car properly to show her how to park the car.
So basically, you know what I mean? be the example,
but also just manage your expectations, because people, you know, what people say and what people do are usually not the same thing.
Yeah,
you know, and there's an element of manipulation that you need to exercise.
Yeah,
and not manipulation in the negative sense. Like, we know in calculus you need to manipulate numbers, right, to get mm-hmm. them into the form that you want.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. A person comes in a certain form, right, or a formula, whatever you want to call it, and then the test says that manipulate this formula so that it's in this form.
Yeah.
And what you need to be able to do is know the tricks of the trade or the mathematical rules in order to manipulate that calculation to get into the form that you like.
Mm.
You're not changing the person, but you just want them in a certain particular form, or you like a certain element of them.
Yeah. The circle went all calculus on us, bro.
Yeah, right? Integrals. Like
I did
triple
it all.
Integrals that time.
Triple yeah, integral.
It was a triple integral. You know, you take it from an x to a 3x to the 4.
What do you think about what Lesego said?
But Lesego, it sounds like you want to change someone. People don't like it when you change them.
The interesting thing I heard was that guys want girls to stay the same and girls want guys to change. What I mean by that is, when normally, because guys go for looks first, and you're hoping that, I hope she just stays looking like this, you know? And then obviously when she gets married, she gets comfortable, she gets fat, and all these things sometimes happen. Yeah. And then the inverse is also with guys. Girls look at guys and they say, "Ish, you know what? He's a sweet guy, Mara. Hey, there's this and that that is wrong about him. Mara, maybe after, you know, I'm just going to zama him nyana and it'll be fine." And so sometimes it's the inverse. And when, you know, girls hope that guys change over time, and guys hope that girls stay the same over time.
Do you know what I think that is? I think perhaps it's, and I mean, we can discuss it. I think it's perhaps because women are just more naturally nurturing than men are.
Yeah.
So it's like saying, I mean, if you're going to raise a child, you know, you want to mold the child into being a well stand up man.
Yeah.
You know, in the same essence, when a woman comes together with a man, she wants to mold that man to be the best person that he can be.
True.
I do agree with what you're saying, but a lot of the time women, and that's why they play the support role so well, because a woman will support you and she will mold you into the best version of yourself.
Mm.
That's why you'll always find that most great men are usually backed by some incredible woman. And it's because they molded them to be those type of men.
But that woman must be some other level.
No,
of
she must be devastating.
Yeah, she must be devastating, and she must know who she is.
Yeah.
She needs to know who she is for her to do such a thing.
I think, and as I say now, black girl magic. I do believe in this concept of black girl
magic.
That's
a real thing, bro.
Because women are probably some of the most fascinating people in the world. They're able to know themselves and know other people better than those other people know themselves.
Mm.
And they're able to read the situation. I read this one tweet the other day. They were like, this girl was like, "Shout out to my mom, who never had money but always made shit happen."
Yeah. Straight
up. Isn't it crazy how mothers do that? Whether she's a nurse, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I want to emphasize the fact, the African woman, you're next level.
Next level. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any stronger.
You. So
African women hustle.
Hustle hard, right?
You always make sure there's food on the table. Everything that you want, doesn't matter how she's gonna get it. But at the end of the day, you're gonna get whatever that you're looking for.
Yeah, no, I think it's a very selfless act by a woman, just in general, because I don't know why there are a lot of fatherless homes in South Africa and in the world globally, but it's a big issue, right?
Huge one, yes.
Yeah. How do we deal with that? How do we move forward from this situation? Because a lot of young men leave families at an early stage. How do you feel about that?
I don't think we can move away from it. It's just that we just need to adapt. That's how things are right now.
Yeah, but it's a deep one.
Right now, yes, I agree. But also, simply, we don't really have a lot of father figures.
Yeah.
I must admit.
Exactly.
There really aren't. You know, somebody was asking me, like, who's your inspiration? And I really thought about it. I was like, no one, really.
But how do we... Okay, so now you... Like, in order to eradicate this perpetual problem, we need to have the revelation of the fact that we need to be those father figures then.
Yeah.
Because
when we're 40.
What about now, dog?
What about now?
No, I'm not trying to be a father figure. Nah, dog.
You don't need to be a father. You just need to be an example, an inspiration, dog. Because
this is true.
There are a lot of young people out there that are gonna need to be the example as well. And if we don't inspire them now to be the example, it's gonna get late very quickly. You know?
So on my side, my piece of advice to you guys is don't go to Moloko when Spokuzi's playing because it's going to get ratchet. Rather stay at home and then go to church with Koketso. That's my advice. That's me being a father figure.
Just ask me to go to Moloko with you this Friday.
I know, but you changed me. I'm a better man now.
Koketso, tell them what I asked you. Tell them.
I didn't ask you
to go to the club on Friday.
Oh, yes. Spira said I should go to church with him on Sunday.
Mm.
And just I'm going to check.
Cookie focus.
So everyone is trying to
cookie get focus.
Some time in
with the lady.
So is that?
Oh, goodness.
Are you coming with us this Sunday?
Hey man, I've got a trip to Dubai. I don't know who's coming.
Well, you're going to Dubai.
I'm going
to Dubai. So,
oh my
gosh.
Yes, you're
going to get back, right?
Oh my gosh. Oh my.
Where's that?
Yeah, you guys are the worst. You guys are the worst. Oh my gosh. Okay, so just after this, we're going to have the author of Why Men Cheat and Women Do It Better, Lunga Ntuli. But before that, let's just take a quick breather. And then on the other side of this, we're doing big things with the author.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So Ezra, who's our next guest? Who's the main man on the line?
So now you're going to be talking to Lunga Ntuli. This gentleman right here, the age of 27 right now, and he has written a number of publications, including Isolezwe, Bayete Newspaper, Sunday Times Zulu Edition, Goal.com, and Backpage Media. In 2011, he self-published his first book titled Love Versus Sport, then followed up with Izimpande Zimpumelelo, and the new one that's out right now, is Why Men Cheat and Women Do It Better.
Lunga.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lunga Ntuli.
Are you on the line, Lunga?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing, man?
I'm great, man. And yourself?
Good, thanks, man. Thanks for joining us, man. It's really an honor to have you on air. And tell us, man, why did you write the book Why Men Cheat and Women Do It Better?
Thank you so much. And greetings to all the listeners as well. I think for me, I began having conversations with myself after my two books, Love Versus Sport and Izimpande Zimpumelelo, because when I was growing up, I never actually believed that there are people that I used to look up to, and in my mind, I never believed that they would cheat And up until I came close to them, I realized that they were cheating. At the same time, I wanted, at the same time, I did not understand the whole concept of why do people cheat, why do people do it? Because there are people that you will see loving their partners, but yet when you come close to them, you realize that they were cheating. So for me, I think it was all those questions that I kept on asking myself, that which is, but when I'm going to and I need to realize what they're cheating, but why are they doing that?
Yeah.
So in the process of doing my research, I then realized that, hey man, it's actually women, you actually cheat far better than men.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So tell me something. With everything and all your research done, just give us a brief summary of your conclusions on why men cheat and women do it better. Because I know men, it's a, for me, I termed it a culture, but maybe you could give us some more insight in that regard.
Yes. Tell you what, my brother. You know the difference between men and women. When men cheat, they do not actually plan it. Men cheat for no reason. They do not need a reason to.
So it's an impulse thing.
Yes. So, for instance, a man will actually cheat to celebrate an achievement, except for the card, for the promotion.
Yeah.
So, why when they do that, it's not planned. They don't even think about it. There's no man, not a boy, of course, who wakes up in the morning, put his colony, put his face, and says, you know what, it's beautiful day, I'm going to go and cheat today. But what often happens is that opportunities arise, then they cheat. On the other hand, women do not just cheat for no reason. So when they cheat, there is a reason behind them cheating. So hence why we often say that when a man cheats, he's actually happy in most cases. But when a woman cheats, she's actually crying or she's bitter. Hence the cheating comes in. So now what is it that makes men, what is it that makes women to cheat far better than men? It's very simple. Anything that we do that we have not yet planned or that we do not plan, all is going to mess up.
Yeah.
So women actually take some time, they do some research, they plan their cheating, and hence why it becomes very difficult for them to be caught when they start cheating.
So in essence, you're basically telling me that men really do it out of impulse and they just see an opportunity and they pounce upon it, but rather women do it because they're trying to fill a void to some degree. If the men's not filling that void, then they see another person that could perhaps fill that gap that they're needing, right?
Yes. For women, my brother, in most cases, they do not all of them, but in most cases, it's not done because they want to. Others do it for the sake of, you know what, I want to show them that they can play the game. You know, for them, for women, there are reasons. You know, there are reasons behind cheating. But for a guy, there is no reason. I mean, there are guys, abathola yonke, that their partner supports that they do everything. But they just cheat. You ask them, brother, why are you cheating? I don't know, I just cheat. But in most cases, you know, when ladies cheat, you will find that there is always going to be that reason. Hence why my latest book now, Single Not By Choice, addresses some of those things. That what are some of the things that have made people to become single? So what has put them into that position? Because you find people saying, you know what, I'm single and I'm happy. You know, but when you come close to them, you realize, you know what, this person is not really single by choice.
It's a deep thing, bro. It's a very deep thing, I have to say. So wait, what I want to ask is Producer Spokuzi. I know he has a couple of questions in this topic. So Producer Spokuzi, tell us.
How's it, Lunga?
Hello? Can you come
again, sir? It's me. You speaking to Sponello?
Yes, bro.
Yes, man. I just want to ask you, man. I hear you mentioning quite a lot of these things, and it's on a general scale. And I just want to actually narrow it down into trying to focus it on young people in terms of relationships and how it's conducted. Because, I mean, we can classify it in terms of age groups and how different age groups respond in terms of relationships and cheating and whatnot. In terms of young people, what is it that you have noticed that is a trend in terms of cheating? Maybe that's a difference between the older age group and the younger one.
That's a deep question. Okay.
Good question. Good question, my brother. But tell you what, cheating... In our day, cheating has no age. Cheating knows no age. Cheating knows no color. When it's there, it's there.
So it doesn't discriminate.
It doesn't discriminate. You know. But what I've realized is that in most cases, you will find that one of the challenges that we have in our days now is that we have been focusing more on assisting women. You know, I do, most of my books are being sold to women who probably buy those books, and we're quite extremely hard to probably assist women to overcome this whole hard thing. But on the other hand, we're sort of like forgetting the guys, because you will recall, Bonello, that when we grow up, we will actually get accolades for having two or three girlfriends. The minute you say that, you know what, I've been dating the Umbali for 3 months or for a year for that matter, nobody would actually clap hands for you. But we'll actually get praise when you have two or three or more girls. So in that case, for the younger generation, in my book, I speak about what we call the 320 players, because what I've done is that I've categorized them into sports categories, since I come from a sports background. And what you often find with the 320 players, these types of guys, they will actually compete. And for them, they will actually put a bet and say that, you know what, I'm going to save this girl. Just give me 2 weeks. And within the 2 weeks, I'm going to save this girl. So just like the 320 match, it's all about who scores more runs and less points. So with them as well, they actually sit down and they compete and they say to themselves, you know what, I'm gonna stick with that girl within 2 months or within a year, or I would have created an amount, a certain amount of girls. So you've got those types of players that will fit in with the younger generation. But with the older generations as well, you also get players whereby you find that the guy is he's working extremely hard, or the guy is just not fixed up, in fact, and you only realize that it's only the lady who is actually working. So in the process of trying to get those compliments, they will then go elsewhere where they will be complimented or where they will be made to feel as if they are men.
Yeah, man.
So you see those particular people cheating as well.
No, definitely. Lunga, thank you so much. I think you've given us a lot of enlightenment with regards to your research that you've conducted. How can people keep in touch with you?
Thank you so much. I am on social media, on Twitter. I am at Lunganthuli, Twitter. At Lunganthuli on Instagram. It's at Ntuli Lunga.
Yeah.
At Ntuli Lunga. And my cell phone number is 078-338-0849. 078-338-0849. Or else you can even visit my website. It's www.lungan.co.za. www.lungan.co.za.
Thank you so much for joining us, Lunga. We wish you all the best in the future, man.
Thank you so much, and keep up the great work, guys.
Sharp, thanks a lot, man. What an interesting conversation. You know, he shared a lot of enlightenment there. I was looking at Koketso, and she was like listening and also having a young chuckle. Do you agree with what he said?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah?
So, women need to keep up so that men cannot get bored.
yo, where's that?
Why are you standing up?
So who's interested now? He's coming back. He's coming back.
No, that was nothing but the truth, is what was just said there.
It was deep. Now, what I want to take this conversation to is really what's the way forward, because there are issues at hand, but we're not here to just discuss the issues. How do we move forward?
Moving forward.
Yeah.
Well, unless you want to say something.
No.
It's
a loaded question. I'm actually still thinking about it, sorry.
It's deep, though. Like,
Using our emotional intelligence and really just some of the, you know, the things that have been said today, one of the important things is really just to understand why something would happen, so that because when you have a clear understanding of the problem, you can also make sure that you can mitigate, you know, that problem even happening in the first place. So, I mean, we totally now understand more or less to some degree why women would cheat.
Yeah.
And as guys, you try to make sure that, you know, you fill those type of gaps.
Yeah.
And you are, you know, holistically the right type of person. And obviously where you fail, you try to, you try to make adjustments and you work on yourself. Yes. And the similar thing now, you know, vice versa as well. But I think once you realize the problem, then it's easier to try and also, you know, be the solution as
Can
well.
Can I throw a spanner that works here?
Oh, yes, Baba, throw your spanner.
So, Ines, if you look at the stats, right, less and less people, more and more people are getting divorced, one, right?
Yeah.
Less and less people are getting married, two. right? People are getting married at a much, much older age, three, right? The whole, and Vaughn did allude to it, to say that, and I'm going to narrow it down to, let's say, marriage, right? And the concept of marriage, and whether it comes naturally to us, or it's more of a political and governance issue. The reason why I'm saying this is to say that the reason why I'm saying this is there a real necessity for, let's say, marriage? Is there a real necessity?
I think not, because people love new things.
Yeah, this is getting deep. Like,
new things like bring happiness for like a short period of time. Mm. And then, you know.
So wait, tell me. So you're not going to get married? Is that what you're telling me?
Can't guarantee that.
Yo.
Damn.
It's late for the circle. This is...
No, and listen, there's also another concept to say that the concept of the one for you, right? There is the one for Simpiu, but the one for Simpiu when you was 10 and the one for Simpiu when you was 20 are not necessarily the same person. But in the same instance, the one for Simpiu when he's 30 and the one for Simpiu when he's 80 might not be the same person either. So mm-hmm. our concept of how we look at things might be fundamentally flawed. We might come to an age where we start to think along the terms of that love is cursed by monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
Monogamy
mm-hmm.
is not a must. It's why in some cultures you have polygamy, because this thing does exist. It's probably it might be innate in human nature to want to continuously want new things. So in an idealistic world, yes, we should all find the one and be happily married and kumbaya. But in the world that we live in now, and probably the next 50 or 100 years, it is highly unlikely.
No, I disagree with you guys. I think you just need to work on yourself, know what you want in life. There's no such thing as the perfect person, but you can make the perfect relationship by working on yourself and making sure that where compromise is needed, you compromise for her and she needs to compromise for you. There's no such thing as the perfect relationship. I agree.
If she's not
you.
Willing to but compromise, substitute.
No, but I'm gonna shift it. We can't keep on substituting at 30 and 80 and 40 and whatever just to make sure we have the perfect fit. You gotta make sure she's the perfect fit no matter what age you're at and no matter what age she's at.
So if you can ask a question, is there a must? Why can you not substitute at 30?
Nah, dog. I'm not.
No, it's a question and it's a very serious question. If you can break up with someone when you're 18, you can break up with someone when you're 25, why can't you break up with someone when you're 40?
No, dog. No.
There is no rule book that says that you can't.
There is.
If you're not happy, you're not happy.
There's no rule book. I agree with you. There's no rule book. But now we're going to be shifting from people to people. Do you know what you want in life? Do you know who you are then? Because, like, it's not even about her right now. It's really, really rather about you. You really want this now and that tomorrow and that in 50 years' time. I think you really need to know who you are, figure out who you are before you even start dabbling with people, because you're messing up with people, you're breaking hearts at the same time. Ah, guys, nah.
Well, Les, this one is for you. Mm. Men cheat because they are weak. It takes a strong man to love and handle one lady.
Yeah, born?
I read that somewhere.
That's okay, Les. That's why you can't substitute.
So,
that's exactly why.
Are you that strong man?
Right now, I'm a very weak man.
Wiz is very quiet.
I'm a very weak man.
Wiz, why are you so quiet, bro?
Well, I mean, I think I've been thinking about this whole, you know, can you dump someone when you're 30 or when you're 40 and if you're not happy, that type of thing. Mm. Well, I think that one needs to, instead of being a box, you need to be a bag.
Yeah.
A bag means that you need to be able to make adjustments for certain things and take the shape of whatever, you know, you're getting. But but when you're being a box about life, you then, you know, you there are certain corners that are just not going to fit.
Yeah.
And you're going to constantly focus on these things that do not fit. And because it's important to see where you can compromise. So it's important to obviously try to get someone compatible to you. But remember that no one is an identical copy of you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, life would be boring if everyone was exactly the same as you are. So you need to be able to understand each other on that level. Like if one person is very emotional and they always want to, you know, be all, yeah, happy, happy, or sad, sad. Let's all be sad. Let's cry. And you're not that type of person because you're just not an emotional person.
Yeah.
The other person needs to respect that. You know what? my partner is not as emotional as I am. And that is actually a good thing in some cases, because where I would crumble, they would stand yeah. strong. But then again, when we have kids, I'm not that emotional, but you are. So you'll be able to handle certain matters more delicately and with more affection than I would. And we need to be able to, you know what, agree to disagree on certain things.
So you need to be a support system for each other. In
yeah, yeah. And do not look at your differences as these big barriers, you know, but rather, you know,
opportunities to grow.
Yes, that's and opportunities to complement each other where you might be lacking.
Can I ask a question? Sorry.
Okay, ask you a question, and I want to go to Spokuzi because he's got practical things to do.
So, in essence, Simpiwe,
yeah,
if you were married, right, to this love of your life,
this devastation, mm-hmm.
this devastation, and you get to age 50,
yeah,
you just realize that, you know, you guys have grown apart, you guys have changed, you're not the same people that you were at 20, for example, right?
Yeah.
And you find that, you know what, I don't want to be in this thing anymore. Because on one hand, you can say, let's stick it out, let's go for the long haul. But on the other hand, you shouldn't feel trapped either or obligated.
You shouldn't. But just like we spoke about last week, when the criteria is devastation, you should never have to go through such things, right?
Yeah, that's like the holy grail.
The holy grail. So all I'm going to say is never settle until you find your devastation, until you're ready to find that devastation.
And even if you find the devastation at 50.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing, bro.
I just think you'll never be ready.
Yo, that's a real thing. That she was talking
like
to you.
Like, she even said it with her hands. You see her, like, even her hands were like, you are just not. Spokuzi, jump in there, dog.
Yeah, man, look, and just to remind the listeners that we're celebrating Women's Month. And we are looking at a series of relationships. And I've got something interesting to share, actually, from I was on social media. And, you know, it's actually something that has been tweeted by a woman that she's actually kind of putting it in a very interesting way. And this is how her tweets go. I'm going to read them as they flow, because everything connects together.
Okay.
So it's she points out quite a few interesting points about the whole relationship aspect. She says men appreciate thread, and she says that we females spend a lot of time demanding what a man should and shouldn't be, that we forget to applaud their strengths. I bet it's extremely hard being a man, especially in this age. The amount of pressure placed on them is unimaginable. Now, before you females, how often does the media celebrate men compared to how often it's done for women? Who's expected to impress more in any area of life? Whose main duty is it to provide for their family, nuclear and extended? Who's expected to perform higher and better? I am not saying that women don't go through a lot either, but we have an emergency response team compared to men. Right from childhood, men are taught to hush their feelings, man up, don't be a sissy. The only type of men allowed to cry are gays. It's no wonder men are three times more likely to commit suicide compared to their female counterparts. No avenue to voice their feelings. So he goes quiet. We are out here thinking we did something wrong, whereas he's trying to find solutions. Ladies, men love to solve things. I've learned a few things from the men in my life. We as ladies love to voice our issues. That's how we are wired. Men, on the other hand, internalize their issues. That's the reason he isn't talking to you at the moment, because he's thinking up solutions. She says that they like to score points and measure. It's the reason it's the reason when he finally gets a girl, he's been chasing, it's points scored. So when things aren't going as planned, it's like the game and rules has been changed without his knowledge. He becomes disorientated. Some of us ladies don't help much at this stage. Instead of acknowledging his strengths, we get lost in the weaknesses, and we know how to make the situation about us instead of helping him through his phase. I'm going to end it there.
Yeah.
So these are some of the things that she shared on social media, and I just thought that I should share it. It actually tackles some of the issues in relation to relationships.
So basically, women need to work on themselves as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, exactly.
Koketsu, tell me. I see your face. I want to hear what you're thinking.
The fact that men don't voice out their emotions or whatever they feel inside.
Yeah.
It's so wrong.
It's so wrong, really?
It's wrong, which is one of the reasons why I'm single and not looking. Thank you.
Oh, I thought she was in a relationship. Didn't she say she was in a relationship?
No, maybe I lied.
She was lying to Lesego.
Yes. I think that's wisdom. Whoever tweeted that, she has. That's what I call insight. So the thing is,
Is it insight from past experiences? It sounds deep, bro.
Well, from her, I think she's just been very vigilant. Okay, so you want to say something?
No, I think when guys don't talk to their girlfriends or their partners, that breaks us. You understand? So let's not get all emo and stuff. So let's live like that.
I think a powerful thing she said, though, was the fact that, you know, when guys don't talk, I think guys in general tend to internalize things, especially if you're not a communicator. Yeah. But I express my feelings in general. But what she said is that instead of nagging him,
because you're a sissy.
You guys are foolish.
That's well noted, Lesego.
when I'm taking Koketso out and Lesego's watching my snaps, he's gonna remember that he called me a sissy, right?
No. I'm going to Dubai with Weza.
All right. But let me get to my point, because you guys are distracting me now. So what I was saying, I think she said something very valid there. She said that the girls need to give men space, because when a girl's consistently asking what's wrong, instead of being honest, he's gonna get irritated, because men are problem solvers, straight up.
That's not possible. No, I'm in love with thing. You. I care about you.
It's a real thing.
But then you can't push me away just like that.
He's not pushing you away. He's trying to find a solution. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's very tough, because it's we're on two sides of the same coin. And as much as men need to be able to mold around a woman to know that she needs emotional support, she needs to, you know, have regular conversations and talk about things and communicate, women also need to form around men's nucleus. Because like myself, I'm not a big communicator. And I love solving problems, but with me, if you know me well enough, you'll know that Lesego's not angry, he just needs his time alone, you know, or he's thinking about something. But essentially, we just need to be able to mold around each other. So I don't think it's one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't think it's one way or the other. When Lesego's quiet, I'm gonna tell you that I'm pissed off, and I'm pissed off because of this, straight up.
Yeah, and I'm gonna sit in the back, and then once Simpio is done, I'm just gonna jump over and start rocket launching people. I'm joking, no violence, but yeah, we're just different as people, and that's why there's a perfect person for you.
Exactly. It's a real thing. We got to adjust to each other. Be a bag, not a box, right?
Yeah. What's more important is really, you know, the art of communication. And sometimes communication might not necessarily mean talking about your feelings, but also explaining your actions, you know, saying that, you know what, right now I'm just going through this and that and that, and because of that, I'm going to behave in this and this type of way. So don't think it's because of that. Just understand. So clarity is always important, so that, you know, both parties can always understand. And I think when communication really is something that's done quite regularly, then there's, you know, more understanding between people as well.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the solution. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a session. It's been some fun. Until next week, this is Unplugged and In Charge.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.